Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, June 11th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet radio talk show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started out as a fashion model, then rock and roll singer, corporate consultant, adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. Do what you can with what you have where you are. Theodore Roosevelt said that. Today's show is brought to you by the folks at budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. By the way, if you are listening online and asking a question, be sure to mute your computer first before you ask the question. Okay, we have a fantastic show for you today, so have pen and paper handy. Our topic is the 10 best ways to market your business online with little or no money. Our guest today is Pam Lawhorn. Let me introduce her to you. Pam Lawhorn is an online business coach and social networking specialist that teaches entrepreneurs how they can increase their visibility, attract more clients, and make more money using the powers of the internet and social networking. Pam is a serial entrepreneur with more than 15 years of experience and multiple successful business ventures, both on and offline, under her belt. Through her coaching and consulting programs, she uses that knowledge to empower business owners by providing them with strategic marketing plans that help them increase their traffic, online ranking, clients, and most importantly, their earning potential. Learn more about Pam and get a free copy of her program, The Social Entrepreneur, Get More Traffic, Attract More Clients, and Make More Money Through Networking by visiting her site, www.pamlawhorn.com. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you. That was a great introduction. Thank you so much.
What are some cost-effective ways for a business owner to market their business online?
Well, actually, for your show, what I did was put together my top 10 ways to market your business online with little or absolutely no money.
I'd love to hear. What's the first thing?
Well, the main way that I actually market my business online, or I would say the hub of my marketing platform, is really my blog. So surprisingly, more and more people have blogs these days. And for me, my blog is where I put everything at. Now, you have a lot of entrepreneurs who have multiple websites, but everything I do comes back to my main site, which is my WordPress blog. For me, my site is dressed up to look like a fancy CMS site or HTML, but it's really just a WordPress blog. And so for me, blogging is where I attract most of my clients, where I get most of my traffic at, because the WordPress, the search engines love the WordPress blogs. They really, really love them. They're very good with SEO, with being able to get your content in there, and they're user-friendly, and they're very, very easy to work with. So for me, blogging is my number one thing that I do as far as getting traffic to my site and being able to optimize my blog so that I can use it for SEO.
That's great. What would you say is another idea that's helpful?
Well, I'm sorry. One of the other things that I use is I do a lot of keywords. Now, a lot of people are afraid of keywords because they're not really familiar with how to use them and really how to go about searching out keywords for their sites. So some great places that you can actually look at to get keywords for your website is really the most basic place is through Google. You can set up a free account through Google AdWords, and once you do, you have access to their keywords, and you can actually use their keyword tool. And there are other places that you can go as well. I use a variety of different keywords to kind of find out what it is that people are looking for, and that's really what keywords are. There are certain trigger words that people put into search engines that brings them to your website. And the more precise you are on keywords, the more traffic you'll end up getting to your website. There are places like WordTracker.com, which is a free service, SelfSEO.com, and I think there's another one, KeywordDiscovery.com. These are all places, they have paid versions, but for a beginner trying to get traffic to their website, these are places that they can go to and do some free keyword searches and start kind of playing around with it and measuring their traffic and seeing whether or not they're getting an increase based on the words that they're using for their website.
Keywords always seems kind of odd to me. Meaning, how do you write a blog post using these keywords once you've found them, and not just get distracted from what you wanted to say? It sounds complicated.
Well, it's a few different things. One, your keywords should flow naturally in anything that you're writing. So you don't want to stuff your keywords into your articles or into your site. That's definitely not something that you want to do because, honestly, the search engines actually frown on it, on the keyword stuff, and so that's something that you don't want to do. But in your particular niche, these should be things that come naturally if you're constantly doing them on a daily basis. So one of the things that's important to do is with your keywords, you want to try and put them in the first paragraph in the article that you're writing. That's real important. You want to put it in the title, you want to put it in the first paragraph, and then you want to try and put it a few different times throughout the article itself, and then as you wrap up the article, you want to try and put that same keyword or keywords in the closing. So it's no different, because that always throws people off. It's no different than when you were in high school and you were writing a term paper and you had to put the subject in over and over again so that you can keep referring back to the subject. That's the way I try and tell my clients to think of keywords. It's almost very similar. You have to keep referring back to it so that you can bring the reader back to the subject matter at hand. That's what a keyword, that's one way to look at what a keyword is.
I love the way you put that. That made it really simple and straightforward. What's the third thing that you would recommend?
Well, one of the things that I do now and I'm starting to do more and more of is content marketing. Now, a lot of people think content marketing, they say, well, you just talk about article marketing. Well, content marketing does not always have to be written. Content marketing could be something like a presentation, a slideshow presentation. It could be videos. Content is anything that's going to drive and draw attention to your website. So content could be pictures. There's a ton of different things that you can put on your website that's going to get the search engines to pick it up. And the more content that you put into your website and the more frequently you put it into your website is what determines how often they crawl your site and how often the search engines are moving around and determining that, well, there's fresh information there, and that's how you begin to move up. So with content, for people who are not great writers, do videos, do video blogs. If you're good at PowerPoint presentations, put PowerPoint presentations on your website and let them talk in your place. For me, I do a combination. I do more writing than anything because I post articles pretty much every single day. And then in my pictures, one of the tricks that I use that a lot of people, I don't know if they use them or not, but I know most people when I tell them about it, they go, oh, that's a good little trick, and it's very simple, is I actually put links into my pictures when I put them in. And so I put a link back to my website, and I put a title into the picture, and the search engines pick that up as well. Every little thing that you can do to optimize your site and to get some fresh content in there is going to help you not only with your ranking as it relates to Alexa, but also in your organic search engine traffic on places like Bing and Google. So those are the types of things that you want to do as far as your content market is concerned, your audio, video, articles, of course, blog posts, pictures, things of those natures. That's what I mean when I talk about content marketing.
What about OPC, you know, other people's content? Does that count?
Well, it does. Here's the thing with that. It depends on how much it's been put out in other places. If it's been put out in other places or it's been rehashed everywhere, the search engines kind of frowned on that. They love fresh content. They like new stuff. So if it's been put out and it's been fed through somewhere else, then that means it's kind of been watered down a little bit. So there are a lot of people who have feeds going into their site, and not to say that you can't get good ranking with that. If you have a lot of traffic coming in from other areas, then you certainly still can. But anything watered down is just never going to be great. If you can put fresh, original content on your website, that's always going to be best. And again, if you're not a writer, there's other ways that you can do it. You may have a website set up where you have other specialists come in who can write on your site, who could provide content or information for your website. There's a lot of different ways to get extremely creative with it when you really sit down and think about it.
Okay, great. We have a question from someone in the 240 area code. What is your question, please?
Hi, I was wondering, because I have, like, my own business. I'm trying to, like, set up, like, a website. What's, like, the best way to, like, promote your business for, like, attracting other people to come on to buy your works?
To buy your works? What type of works? What is it that you're selling?
I'm doing novels, poetry. It's basically literary work, so to say.
Okay. Well, here's a rule of thumb for pretty much any type of online marketing. For me, I use a ton of social marketing. I use a lot of self-promotion. And one, you have to kind of establish, if you're new and you're a new artist, you'd have to establish yourself and establish your credibility. One of the things that when you come online and people have never really heard of you and have no clue who you are, people want to know more about your background and who you are, what you do, and where you come from before they really want to buy from you. Unlike going into a physical store where they can see your whole setup and they know you're going to be there tomorrow when they come back. As an online marketer, you could be there today and gone tomorrow. So when you go online, it's really important that you put a face and your expertise behind that name and establish that brand, as one that can be trusted. And so that would be probably one of the first steps I tell people all the time when they're getting ready to get online is get on there and then establish yourself. Don't always go out there and first say, okay, I need to sell all my stuff. Get on there and really establish yourself as someone that can be trusted, as someone they want to do business with, and then start trying to promote your products and your services because people are more likely at that time to buy from you. Now, as far as how you can actually market yourself, there's a ton of different ways. As a writer, there are a lot of different writing groups that you can get involved with, which will actually lead me into one of a couple points. Such as Facebook, there's probably about 25 or maybe 50 different groups that you can get into on Facebook alone where they promote each other and the writing services of each other. That's something that you can get into. On Twitter, you can promote your books and anything else that you're selling. If you have a blog, I encourage this for everyone. Not everyone does it. But I put information on my site every day. I put an article that's going to help somebody in their online business every single day. For me, that's been a huge tool to my success. The success of my business is the how-to and informational articles that I put on my site because people have grown to know me as an authority in online and social networking. So that's how you have to kind of build your business, is by making yourself known online as someone that can be trusted and someone that's liked as well. And then, too, and then that's when you start to sell with them. You build the relationship, and then you sell.
Because the main thing I was trying to build one time, I had my Blog Talk Radio show. I've joined, like, groups like you said on Facebook. But I've noticed, like, some people, it's like, if you're not, like, a Nikki Giovanni or Zane or, you know, like, somebody famous, it seems like most people nowadays sell more for MP3 tracks more than buying, like, an actual book. Because even, like, e-books, you almost have to sell them for, like, $1 or $2. You might not make that much of a profit off. So I was wondering, how do you get to, like, some credible writing groups or some people that's in the industry that's made it to be probably a studier under them and maybe get some kind of credibility so people will buy your work?
Well, I would say for any advice that I would always give anyone as far as how to make yourself different from the next person or how not to fall into the crowd is really to make yourself stand out. One thing about any industry where it's overpopulated, and that's just about every industry at this point, where you have a ton of people vying for the same amount of attention, is that you have to stand out in the crowd, period. Especially in the online market, there's a lot of noise out there. So when there's a bunch of people screaming in the room, you have to scream louder, or you have to have on a bright shirt, or you have to have a funky emo haircut. You have to be different, and that's what really marketing is all about. It's not that I can put out the best promotion. It's not that what I'm selling is really all that great. It's about whether or not I can promote myself better and whether or not my branding is consistent and whether or not I can get people to listen to what I have to say. That's really what marketing is all about. I don't care what other people put a spin on it. That's what it's really all about, is how do I get people to listen to me and to hear what I have to say. And in a nutshell, that's the whole basis of what a marketing campaign is, getting people to listen and then ultimately buying whatever it is that you're selling. So your first step is, what makes you different? What makes you unique? What's your unique selling point, your USP? And once you figure that out, then you have to market the heck out of it. You build your brand around it, and then you market the heck out of it. And that's it. We could go into further steps, but I'll be honest with you, that's plan A. And from there's a bunch of other steps. I can certainly help you put together a really creative marketing plan. But that's pretty much where it happens. It happens at finding out what's unique about you, what's different about you, your books, your products, your services, what do you do differently than the next person does. And some clients don't like it when I say this to them, but I say, well, why should I come to you? And if you can't answer that question, then you need to regroup. Because if you can't tell me that, then you can't tell it to a client. Because I know why people should come to me. I can provide a service, and I can tell you things and train you to do things that other people cannot. And that's usually not how I answer it, but I'm abbreviating it for now. But I can teach you things that other people cannot, that someone else doesn't have the experience doing. I have 17 years of background of doing this both on and offline. I've run multiple companies. I've had 40-plus employees. I can tell you what I can do. If you can't tell someone that, then you can't sell to them. So those are starting points. And then, and I always tell clients this, if you know those things, then that's when we start working on selling your stuff. But we got to get you there first before we start selling. All that comes afterwards.
Wonderful.
More than what you asked for, huh? If you're interested, certainly go to my site and go to my contact me page, and or you can actually go to my site and go to my strategy session page. I do strategy sessions. We do 90 minutes powwow where I kick your butt for 90 minutes and you get off the phone and you actually have a plan of action. So if that's something you're interested in, please feel free to visit my site.
Most definitely. I have just one more question for you. Do you think it's better to have somebody to write up a contract for you that's in the legal business? Or do you think that a person, if they got some books on, learn how to write a contract? I also do like entertainment for like plays or like movie scripts. I was wondering, should I do it myself or should I get a professional to do it?
It all depends. It all depends on what type of contract it is. It's more of a vague question. In all honesty, some contracts aren't worth the piece of paper that they're written on. I have very extensive contracts for my business, and you could take them to court, and unless you have – it depends. If you have a contract for $15,000, it could cost you $100,000 to fight it. In that particular instance, the contract – is not even worth the paper. For me, I'm old school business. I've been doing this for a while. I prefer to do business with people that I can trust. I don't want to have to track you down and get my money. And that's just the bottom line. So to answer your question, it depends on the business. It depends on the transaction and how much time is going to go into it and how much money is involved. So, again, that's one of those more specific, I need some help on this particular issue questions in a general, because I would need to know the dynamics of the entire transaction before I could, I wouldn't even advise you on something like that. That's a very specific question, and I don't stick my finger in things that I don't have knowledge about, and that's one of those things that I don't know enough about and wouldn't be appropriate probably to speak about on this call.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
but
we
can certainly talk about it. Yeah. Hope that helps. I'm sorry I couldn't give you more info.
I think you did a fine job, Pam, actually, and I'm with you 100%. We have about 8 more minutes remaining, and I was hoping you would share at least another one of those top 10 items you mentioned.
Well, let me tell you a couple. I want to hit on 3 different things, if I can, real quick, and I'll try not to spend a ton of time on them, that really have been huge traffic for me. They've been, and I don't even think I just said that right. I think it's a little bit too much caffeine in my system. One thing that has been huge for me, and I tell people this all the time, is giveaways. And what I mean by giveaways is when people come to your website, give them something. It's like showing up and saying, hey, I'm glad you're here. Would you like something to drink? Would you like a refreshment? Well, here's
Absolutely.
My refreshment. And for me, my refreshment is a 40-plus page book on how to market your business in audio from one of my teleseminars that I give away for free. Now, that's my refreshment because I'm saying, hey, thank you for visiting my website. I greatly appreciate you taking time out of your day with all the noise that's going on the Internet that you've chosen to spend time with me. And by the way, my statistics show that on average, most people spend 31 minutes on my website, which is phenomenal. It's a long amount of time to be on any particular website, so they stay on my site for a long time, and I have a very low bounce rate, which I believe my bounce rate is right around mid-30s. And a bounce rate is basically when people come to your site, if they don't like what's going on, they bounce, they leave. So most people have very high bounce rates because there's not enough to draw them there when they first get there, so they actually end up leaving the website. For me, mine is pretty low. So, and that's because I give them a really nice thank you for coming gift. So giveaways are very, very important. It does a couple things. One, it shows that you respect and appreciate their time. Two, it builds your expertise and confidence. And three, it builds your mailing list. So you're doing a ton of stuff with that giveaway. I can't say enough about having not just a, don't get some cheesy, I'm going to give them 5 pages. Give them some substance.
Yeah.
So I took 3 months to put together my ebook, the Social Entrepreneur, and people thought I was crazy and why didn't I sell it, because I wanted to give something good away so you can see what you get when you work with me. This is what I do for free. Guess what happens when you work with me? So that's one, and I'm looking at our time. Number 2 is Twitter. Now, a lot of people sleep on Twitter, and I get more of my traffic from Twitter than probably any place else. And that's because on Twitter. Well, you know, it really is. And I was not a big, huge Twitter fan until a couple years ago, until I realized the dynamics of Twitter. And I have a good friend who actually lives in Australia. He's like the Twitter king. And we trade, you know, different Twitter tips. But I have learned how to maximize 140 characters. As a matter of fact, I'll go out on a limb and say I've learned how to maximize the heck out of 140 characters. And it's been a phenomenal journey because you can advertise, you can market, you can make friendships, and it's just really fantastic. Twitter, let me give this rule. The best times to tweet are between 2 and 5 p.m. That just seems to be when nobody's working at their desk and they're on Twitter and they're willing to respond back to you. I tweet between a couple of different accounts, and I have on that, I think I have about 20,000 roughly. And I respond personally back, talk to everyone when they respond to me. And, yes, it does take me several hours, but the thing about Twitter is the personal connections. And what that does I have loyal followings. I keep up with what they're doing. They keep up with what I'm doing. I actually go visit their pages. I know about these people. So when I see their name pop up, I go, oh, that's such and such. Oh, that's such and such. And I actually know a little tiny bit about their website or that I know them on Facebook, whatever the case may be. But it's that personal connection that I have with them that I could say, did you have your morning coffee yet? So Twitter is a fun place to kind of have those little small things going on. But what's great about it is that some of these people have networks of 10 or 15,000 people. So when you post something and I say, hey, I'm on this call today at 3 o'clock, join us, they retweet it to their 30,000 people. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, you know, this is really very, very interesting. We have about only 3 minutes remaining, and I wanted to make sure that I got in as much as possible, but I'd like to ask, would you be our guest again next month so that we can finish this call?
I would love to. Thank you so much. I sure will.
Oh, that's fantastic, because you've given us a lot of really, really helpful information here today, and all it's done is wet my whistle and piqued my interest.
Well, this is what I'm passionate about. I love showing other entrepreneurs ways that it's right under their nose. These are not new concepts, so I don't want to try and ever make out like I've invented the wheel, but it's ways that they can easily market their business. And I show you tips and different concepts that you can use to start generating traffic and start getting more clients and get that money in. It's not complex, but you have to know that there's a formula and there's a way to do it, and that's what I teach. And those are things that I'm passionate about, is empowering other people to become self-sufficient, and doing that through online businesses is certainly a way that it can happen. So when you start me on something that I get revved up about, you'll get me going.
I can tell. I can tell. Pam, I want to thank you again for the wonderful interview. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. And I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Same place, same time, same guest, because Pam just accepted and she will be finishing that top list next month. Until then, I'll leave you with these words by the great Jim Rohn. Success is neither magical nor mysterious. Success is the natural consequence of consistently applying the basic fundamentals. So apply what you learned today about the 10 best ways to market yourself online. Remember, those tips require little or no money. And remember to always join us on the second Saturday next month, part two of this program. In the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-S-Brown to share your comments about today's show. While you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us with some feedback about today's show. I'll talk to you then. Have a wonderful Saturday. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at Yvonne@YvonneFBrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.YvonneFBrown.com. YvonneFBrown.com. To share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play. Pam?
I'm still here.
Yes, I wanted to wait because they automatically end the show, so we're no longer on the air, but we can still talk.
Okay.
That was a really great show.
It was. Thank you so much. That was fun.
I can tell by how passionate you are about the subject that we could go on for a while. Also, too, I love the answers you gave to that caller because they were, although we didn't go through the whole top 10 list, it was so rich in the how-tos, which is the meat of what people want. We had quite a few callers on the air. And,
very good.
But he was the only one who raised his hand. So a lot of times people, it takes a while for them to get up the courage to ask a question. So what I think would be great is if we, for the next show, you know, take today's show, part one, which I will get to you so you have the audio.
Okay.
And use that as an enticement for them to come back in July for part two to hear more. And we can even say, you know, here's some of the things that we got as questions last time. So make sure this time in July you bring your questions with you too. And we'll
take care
of them then. I didn't get a chance to talk about your Select program.
That's okay. I'm going to end up setting up a domain for it that'll be a little easier to set up. And I've also got to contact the hosting company, the shopping cart company, which I contacted them earlier this morning and left them a message for them to call me back. And I hadn't followed back up with them, but it's just been one of those chaotic days. My move was pushed back for 2 weeks, and so I'm kind of in the middle of boxes and still trying to move and client calls and the whole everything. So
I know.
It's perfectly okay. But I think that's definitely a field. People are very much interested in how they can do it themselves and learning how to use just some very basic concepts, and because they're not new, and I would not even be one to proclaim that I came up with them. It's just taking some old ways of doing things and simplifying them and putting it into a system and saying, hey, this is how you get it to work for you, because I cannot tell you how many people tell me, oh, I'm on Twitter, but I don't get that response. And I have on average 200 to 300 people minimum on each account that retweet everything that I say. So
wow.
That's
huge marketing.
Well, it's huge because I put out a combination of stuff. I put out maybe 25 to 30% of what I put out there is marketing. The rest of it, I put out tips. I have about 300 or 400 tips, and I keep adding to it. I might add whenever I have the inspiration, or whenever my daughter's looking at me, or whenever I could force my daughter to type them up for me, I'll add maybe 20 or 30 tips. And I just call them the social maven tips. And they're just little brief, don't do this, you should do this, don't do this, stop doing this. And
that's great.
They've been a huge hit, and people love them. And so I started hashtagging them.
I think one of the things that you said that really made a difference that's really important is that you said – and we may want to talk about this next time, is that you said when people tweet to you or DM you, you actually go out to find out who they are so that when you first of all, you respond to them, but before you respond to them, you go and see who they are. So when you respond, you can respond to them like a friend, like you know them, like you know, and you can say, did you have your coffee yet? And those kinds of things. That makes a real relationship, and I think that that's why you get the number of followers.
Well,
they
you
feel
know,
connected.
They have that personal connection, and one of the things I've done, and I'm going to feature you next week, is on my networking page, I've recently started where I do a business owner a day, which actually, if you're around today, it's going to be late to do it, and then I'll do you again next month. I'll do you today because I haven't put my person up today because I've been running so far behind. But on my networking page, I do a business owner a day where I feature them, their business, their fan page, just so other people can get to know them. That's turned out to be a huge hit. I mean, it's really hit or miss. And I think the guys, most people are looking for a magic bullet. And there's no magic bullet. It's hard work. And
well, I know
me,
it's hard work. And if you're going to feature me, then I would prefer you feature my free website, budgetpreneur.com.
Well, I do the fan page.
Ad I did. Pardon me?
I only do the fan pages because I try and get people likes to their fan pages.
Well, Budgetpreneur has a fan page, but I haven't been able to get anybody there. So
well, that's kind of the point. That's the whole point behind it. And we'll do it next week then. But that's
okay.
The whole point behind it. Like for me, I get about 5 to 10 people on my fan page a day. And
wow.
All of it's been organic, but it's because of the traffic from Twitter, the traffic now from the search engines, and because I don't hard sell. You know, it's all about relationship building. It's all about establishing yourself as someone that's trustworthy and putting that good positive energy out there, and people gravitate towards that. They don't want to come to you selling stuff all the time. Who wants to be near a pushy salesperson? I mean, I personally don't.
Me neither.
So
me neither.
It's really relationship marketing, which I've dubbed as, it being the social maven's way. It's just marketing. I found a niche and crawled into it, and like I told him, then you market the heck out of it. You find a way to get into a very noisy niche, and then you make a name for yourself, and that's it. I can make it more complex than that, but then you go and show off your skills.
There you go. Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much. I cannot thank you enough. And I'll give you a call and we can talk offline and do some planning for the next show.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking the time out of the middle of your move.
Oh, it's no
show.
Problem. And once the link is ready, send it. And I'm going to send people to the site. As what I do after all of my interviews is I'll send them to the site and say, hey, if you missed it, just got off. It was a great call, high energy, tons of information packed into 30 minutes. If you missed it, you can get the replay. And I'm going to send them to your site.
Awesome.
So I'll do that for the rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
You're
and,
so welcome.
I will talk to you again soon.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.